family legend has it that when I was in second grade, my teacher told my parents that some people were cut out just to be janitors, and their son was one of them, and they shouldn't worry about it. I remember that being pretty hard, but with a lot of help, especially from my parents, I got through that phase and was quite a good student in high school. I enjoyed my studies by the time I was in junior high school. Although I was also distracted by other things, I think my dream in high school was actually to become a professional violinist. So that was my biggest devotion of effort in high school. Well, I think the thing that really caught me was actually my high school physics course. And this was a course that was designed, I guess back in the 60s, a product of the Sputnik era, where America scrambled and said, oh, we better start teaching science better. And the physics course that came out of that was called the PSSC physics curriculum. It was really fun. They got practicing physicists to come and help design the curriculum, and my high school teacher had a lot of fun teaching it, and there were these movies that were created by the scientists that created the program that were a lot of fun and played a lot of sort of physics tricks and helped you understand what was behind them, and it gave me the buzz of excitement about physics that I really enjoyed. Well, to me, actually, it's interesting because at the time of my original excitement, I was very fond of the concreteness. I think what I like now is the interplay between leaps of creativity and bringing them home to roost with concrete tests, with experiment. So I like the idea of facing really amazing, challenging questions, deep questions about the universe. And then having a hope, if we work hard enough, if we're clever enough, if we get the right ideas, of turning those deep questions into concrete answers which you can actually test with experiment. Well, ultimately, I think being a scientist is part of being human. And I think every human has to some degree a scientist in them. I actually think there's a diversity. I think some people are much more inclined to think scientifically than others, but that's been part of the human story, that curiosity, the thrill of discovery, the adventure of seeking the unknown. I feel a lot of identification with sort of explorers and adventurers of different eras. In this case, the adventure is in the cosmos, the adventure is in the ideas. One very important piece of advice is there's many ways to be a scientist. So if you want to be a scientist, you should understand. I mean, one thing I know at this point a large number of extremely successful scientists, and the ones I know well enough, I know that each of them succeeds at being a scientist in a very different way. They have their own package of strengths and weaknesses. Certain things may come easily. Other things, they work very, very hard to do what other people do very easily. So don't be intimidated. You may have to stay up all night doing a homework problem when your roommate does it in half an hour. You shouldn't be intimidated by that. You should just ask, you know, are you getting somewhere that you like? And you should find your own way.